Diamonds of the Community is a film about the 1984 assassination of Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. It was slated to open in India this month, but the government is blocking its release. From New Delhi, NPR's Judy McCarthy reports on the objections to the film and the tricky balance between what is censorship and what is in the public interest in the world's biggest democracy.
The trailer of this film thumps with the music, melodrama, and pyrotechnics typical in popular Indian cinema. The focus of the movie is what sets it apart. It takes the killing of an iconic prime minister and looks at it through the lens of her two assassins, producer Satish Kachyal.
About their personal life only.
It has a human angle. It's about their personal lives. Why did they suddenly commit this act, Kachyal says. Both Sikh, Beyant Singh and Satwant Singh, were Indira Gandhi's bodyguards. The pair shot Gandhi to avenge an army storming of the Sikh's holiest shrine to flush out separatists hiding there. Sociologist Surinder Jokta says the assault on the Golden Temple in 1984 shocked the community, and Gandhi's assassination in turn provoked Hindus to riot and kill Sikhs.
Estimates vary from 4,000 to 10,000 plus. In the country.
Indira Gandhi's daughter-in-law, Sonia Gandhi, heads India's Congress Party, which objects to the release of the disputed film. Party spokesman Abhishek Manu Singhvi says both the Congress Party and the ruling BJP party have deep misgivings about the film, including its title, Diamonds of the Community.
The very title of it clearly suggests inflammatory, a provocative recreation of completely unnecessary tensions. The important thing is that we have got over that state of affairs, and I think that's the way it should be left.
Civil liberties activist Gautam Navalaka says the Indian government historically has justified banning films using the claim that a particular picture could hurt the sentiments of a community or depart from the mainstream opinion on issues such as religious radicalism.
This is a choice that authorities have to make. On whose side of the divide are they standing? On the side of freedom of expression or those who want to censor it or ban it?
Navalaka notes that the body that determines whether a film is banned is a holdover from British rulers who used the Film Certification Board to crush dissent. Last week, allegations of corruption hit the board when the CEO was arrested for soliciting bribes to speed the certification process. Some 16,000 films are certified by the board a year with the help of panels that screen them. The 80 or so films that have been refused can be appealed. One producer who has had to routinely battle the system is documentary filmmaker Anand Parwadan.
Yeah, incessantly. I mean, regardless of which government has been in power, the censor board has been used to curtail, modify dissent.
India's Home Ministry, which oversees the country's security, stopped the release of the Gandhi film last week, concluding it was highly objectionable, according to the Press Trust of India. Producers have appealed. India has long struggled with bans on films and books, including Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses. The chairman of the Film Certification Board, Leela Samson, says film approval must take account of the range of sensitivities in a place as breathtakingly diverse as India.
Look at the complexities. You have multiple languages, multiple religions, multiple social strata, multiple advantages, disadvantages. It can be very problematic.
Gautam Navalaka laments that state of affairs.
One would have expected in 67 years that we would become more democratic, more tolerant, rather than become more intolerant and narrow-minded.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.